President Joe Biden says the country is at an inflection point. Will the U.S. lead the world into the 21st century? Or will it stand idly by and allow competitors like Russia and China to dominate the future of green technology? That's how the president is framing the case for a $3.5 trillion infusion into social, climate, and infrastructure programs. Speaking in Michigan, home of the auto industry that stands to grow with the president's bold vision for a green economy, including electrical vehicles and infrastructure, Biden warns the U.S. will be left behind
if his opponents, largely Republicans, dig their feet in the sand.
These bills are not about left versus right, or moderate versus progressive, or anything that pits Americans against one another. These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency. They're about opportunity versus decay. They're about leading the world or continue to let the world pass us by, which is literally happening. To support these investments is to create a rising America. America is moving. To oppose these investments is to be complicit in America's decline. To support these bills is to pursue a broader vision of our nation, and oppose them is to accept a very cramped view of our future.
The president went on to spell out his plan in greater detail, highlighting popular parts of the plan, like funding for early childhood education, child care, expanding Medicaid, and investments to combat climate change, rather than the expensive top line.
The average two-parent family spends $10,400 on child care costs for just one child each year. And the fact is, millions of American parents are feeling the squeeze, having a hard time doing their job, earning a paycheck while taking care of their children or their aging parents, and at the same time in this sandwich generation. My Build Back Better plan is going to change that. It's going to cut the cost of child care for most Michigan families by more than half. It's going to extend historic middle-class tax cut to the child care tax credit, which we passed in My American Rescue Plan.
He says Moody's estimates a $3.5 trillion infusion could add 2 million jobs each year, and he emphasizes the trillions in spending would be drawn out over a decade and paid for by tax increases on corporations and the wealthiest Americans, something Biden's opponents and conservative Democrats don't mention when they criticize the high price tag. Biden says the price tag is actually zero, since taxes on the wealthiest are going to pay for it.
We have to think big. Let me be clear. We need to prepare for 10 years down the line. That's what these bills do. Both these bills spend out over 10 years. Not in the first year. There's no reason why, combined, why millionaires and billionaires in this country should be paying at a lower tax rate than you do. Hear me again now. A lower tax rate. A police officer, a teacher, a union crane operator, and a nurse, they paid a higher tax rate. A higher tax rate. A significant portion of the major corporations in America and the super wealthy. Look, it isn't right.
Speaking briefly to reporters afterwards, Biden says the overall $3.5 trillion figure could go down, somewhere in the $2 trillion range. But he says Democrats in Congress will get it done. And in a signal of how much still may change by the time the bill makes it to his desk, Biden later suggested he'd sign the legislation if it included the controversial Hyde Amendment, which blocks federal funds from being used for abortions in most cases. Conservative Democrat Virginia Senator Joe Manchin wants it in the final bill, while progressive Democrats oppose it. Biden told reporters he'd sign it either way. With all Republicans opposed, Biden can't spare a single Democratic senator. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.